Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and here with us in the studio, as he is at this time each week, is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine. I've been here all week. You finally showed up.
Last time you left us with a challenge. Could you clear it up?
I said, start with the title of the song, 16 Tons. Change one letter to an N, and you can rearrange the result to spell a word that describes something imaginary. What is the word?
Non-existent.
That's right. Change one of the S's to an N, and you can spell non-existent. All right, Ian, on August 17th, 1978, the Double Eagle II completed the first successful transatlantic crossing by a hot air balloon. The balloon landed near Paris just over 137 hours after it took off from Presque Isle, Maine, piloted by three Americans. It was the 14th known attempt to cross the Atlantic in a balloon, and the return trip for the three pilots and their wives aboard the Concorde was provided by Air France at no charge. To commemorate the Double Eagle II's successful journey, this week our questions are about other things with the word double in their name.
Okie doke.
First up. In golf, a player scores an eagle if they shoot two strokes under par on a hole. What is the term for when a player shoots two over par?
The few times I've golfed recently, I would settle for a double bogey.
Double bogey is right. I'm pretty sure that would be my baseline. It'd be, can I do better than it? And I think so on the other side, three under par also is a phrase with the word double in it. That's a double eagle, which is also called an albatross.
Albatross. I've never seen one of those.
Literally,
they exist.
Literally and figuratively. Nominated for seven Oscars, the 1944 movie Double Indemnity stars Fred McMurray as an insurance salesman, Barbara Stanwyck as a woman who hatches a plot to kill her husband, and Edward G. Robinson as a claims adjuster. Directed by Billy Wilder, it is often cited as a paradigm of what genre?
Film noir.
That's right. The novel The Double centers on a government employee who encounters a doppelganger with the exact opposite personality to his own. It was originally published in 1846 and revised by its author two decades later, the same year he published Crime and Punishment. Who wrote The Double?
It's Dostoevsky.
It is Dostoevsky. Fyodor Dostoevsky, specifically. From 1978 until 1990, the band Double Trouble was led by what influential three-named blues rock guitarist, known for hits such as Pride and Joy and Crossfire, and named in 2011 by Rolling Stone magazine as the 12th greatest guitarist of all time?
That's got to be Stevie Ray Vaughan.
It does indeed. And finally, it was the title of a 1970s game show starring Alex Trebek. But it is much more widely known as the name of a Nickelodeon game show starring Mark Summers that originally ran from 1986 to 1993 and was revived in June of 2018. What is that title?
One of my all-time favorites, Double Dare.
That's right. And the Alex Trebek game show, it only lasted for a season, is a very clever little concept of a game. And if you ever have a chance to watch some episodes, not saying that I did this for a long time while I was writing these questions or anything, it's actually a pretty cool concept. Well, I'm going to give Ian double points for all of his correct answers this week. You know what? In fact, I'm going to give everyone double points. Tell me where to send yours. Write to us at quiz@wamc.org.
Or if you need double vision on this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge, you can go to wamc.org. Mike?
Start with the phrase double bogey. That's D-O-U-B-L-E-B-O-G-E-Y. Rearrange the letters to spell a seven-letter word you might say when something ends, and a four-letter word that might describe how you feel after you say it. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you then.